PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words surrender and temporary.
Inside the lair of the dastardly Dr. Two Brains.
Yes, yes. This is going to be my most dastardly crime yet.
See? Dastardly.
Listen up, men. It's going to take careful planning, a flawless performance, and an amazing amount of guts. But together, we three can pull it off. So what do you say, dastardly henchmen? Henchman! Oh, there you are. Stop sneaking up on me. Wait, where's your buddy? You know, tall fellow, usually by your side, same jumpsuit.
Oh, Charlie? He went on a trip with his mom. See?
Oh. So wait, are you telling me I only have one henchman? Oh, henchman! See, it even sounds ridiculous.
Don't worry, boss. Charlie would never leave without getting a temporary fill-in. It's against the henchman code.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry I'm late.
Wait. You're the temporary fill-in? You're the butcher.
Oh, yeah. I'm just doing a favor for Charlie. Me and him go way back.
Oh, Charlie's good with the card thing, huh? So wait, butcher, don't you think you're a little overqualified to be a temporary fill-in? It's a little beneath you.
Oh, I don't know. What do henchmen usually do?
Well, it's not as easy as it looks. We gotta help out with plans, carry stuff around, surrender to Word Girl after she defeats us, and then go to jail.
See? It's beneath you. Why don't you and I team up, eh, Butcher? You be the ham, I'll be the cheese. Let's shake up the food pyramid, baby.
No. I didn't come here for a team up. I'm just here to help out a friend. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, then back to the usual game plan. Here's the game plan. Pretty self-explanatory, if you ask me. What is it? You hate my plan.
I just had a tickle in my throat.
Oh, right, of course. Well, listen, if you think there's a way to make this plan better, just speak up. If there's one thing I love about our little outfit here, it's the teamwork. Not you.
Meanwhile, in school...
So, the amazing rope guy says hi. You were right. It really does only take one of us to make him surrender. And thanks for being my temporary fill-in on the 5th grade dance decorating committee this morning. Did you get a lot done? Whoa! You did all this in one morning?
Hey, you two! Aren't these decorations amazing, Becky?
Yeah, amazing.
All thanks to Bob.
So, did you put my poster up? I don't see it around.
Oh! We sure did!
Help! Dr. Two Brains is stealing the ancient miniature cheese village of Santa Palabra!
That's horrible! Why are you announcing that here?
Isn't this the police station?
No, it's the elementary school. The police station is 3 blocks down.
Oh, thanks! Help!
Wait a sec. How did he hear me? Who am I talking to?
Look at it. The beautiful ancient miniature cheese village of Santa Palabra. And it's mine. I mean, it's ours. All ours.
So that cheese city must be really valuable, huh?
As an ancient artifact, well, not really, no. As cheese? Well, let's see. 10-15 pounds? That adds up to, okay, not valuable as cheese either.
So it's just a mini city made out of cheese?
Yeah, pretty much. Now come on over and get a piece of this sweet cheesy action.
That's okay.
Come on, there's enough for everybody. We can share it.
Can I?
Not you.
Do you guys ever steal anything valuable, or...?
We just steal cheese.
What? Of course we steal valuable stuff, Butcher. This little cheeseburg is just a warm-up.
Hold it right there, Dr. Two Brains.
Oh, word girl.
Oh, and Butcher too, huh? Okay, well, this'll be a little different, but...
Hold on a second there, word girl. No, it's not what you think. I'm just filling in for Charlie, the other henchman, so...
Charlie's visiting his mom.
Oh, that's nice. So let me get this straight. You're not going to attack us with meat because you're just a temporary fill-in.
Well, that kind of depends on what temporary means.
Oh, well, temporary means just doing something for a short time. For example, you being a henchman for Dr. Two Brains is temporary because you're only doing it until Charlie gets back.
Oh, well, then yes. Temporary.
Come on, you don't expect me to believe you're not going to...
Excuse me, but I'm the main villain here. If you're going to worry about anyone, worry about me. Hold on.
Oh, boy. So what do we do now?
Surrender.
So that means,
Surrender means to give yourself up. Like, if Dr. Two Brains actually remembered to bring his ray gun, we probably would have surrendered to him.
Go ahead, rub it in. Not you.
Seriously? All we do is surrender?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Well, I'm not really in the mood to go to jail, so... Have a
Butcher, you just... I don't know what to say. This is a hamalanche, man.
Yeah, I buried them in a big pile of ham. Can we go now?
We were supposed to surrender.
Just eat us out of here already.
The next morning, in the lair of Dr. Two Brains...
Listen, Butch, can I call you Butch? Okay, Butcher. So again, from the bottom of my heart... Thank you.
Don't mention it. Really, don't mention it.
I have something for you. Stay right here.
Okay. Strange guy, huh?
Close your eyes. Okay, open them. Check it out. I call these cheese shooters. Guess what they do?
Shoot cheese?
No, they shoot cheese. Watch. Just think, we can fire streams of ham and cheese at our enemies. Who will be unstoppable?
Look, this is only temporary. I'm just helping out Charlie. Once he comes back, I'm out of here. That's it.
Yeah, but...
And I don't like cheese. At all.
But boss...
Not you. Seriously, Butcher, we can steal whatever you want.
I don't know. I mean, team-ups never work.
Oh, a rump.
Look, it's not you. It's me. Kind of.
No need for anyone to be upset. I mean, hey, you're just a temporary fill-in, right?
Right!
Then let's go steal something, then. Is that all right with you, temporary henchman?
Oh, boy.
Becky? No, I haven't seen her all morning. Becky!
Hey, guys. Just thought I'd come in a little early and make my own star. Yes, I'm sure it's a star.
Star, right... But the decorations are pretty much all set.
Oh, I was just hoping to contribute a little bit.
Help! Dr. Two Brains is robbing the National Bank!
That's horrible. But I told you before this isn't the police station. Becky? Bob?
Look at me. I'm just like the butcher. I'm throwing food at things. I don't care what I hit. I want to work alone and hit stuff with food stuff.
Is he making fun of me?
No. Why would he make fun of you? He loves you.
What is with everyone?
Hold it right there.
Yeah. Take that, word girl. I'm sick of you and your entrances. I just want to spray food. Now exit. Cheese left.
What's that? Run!
Oh, he's just a little upset because I wouldn't team up with him.
Upset? I am not. I don't need you. I don't need anyone upset.
Warning, cheese supply low.
Uh-oh. Guess I was a little too free and easy with the cheese spray. But I refuse to surrender.
Warning, cheese supply getting lower.
Oh, help.
Don't look at me.
Not you. I was talking to the butcher. Help me, butcher.
Weren't you just making fun of me?
No. No.
Warning, cheese supply really low now.
Okay, maybe. A little. But now I need your help.
Will the butcher help Dr. Two Brains defeat Word Girl with a double punch of ham and cheese? Or will he just stand by and watch Dr. Two Brains be defeated?
Warning, you should really check on the amount of cheese you have.
Hey, butcher, any decision yet?
I'm thinking.
Charlie, you're back. How'd you find us?
See? I told you they were at the bank. Wait, are you a policeman?
No.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie, good to see you. Well, now that it's over, it was great being a temporary fill-in for you. See ya. Good luck.
Wait, you can't just leave. You hit us with a hamalanch a couple of scenes ago.
Yeah, you can't leave.
Well, I was planning on going on a crime spree next week. You want to settle up then?
Okay, works for me.
All right, good. Yeah, works for me.
Warning, seriously, almost out of cheese.
Go away. You can't go. I need you.
Yeah, now I really have to go. See you next week, Word Girl.
Okay, we'll catch up.
Cheese supply empty.
Uh-oh.
You said it, brother.
We surrender. Good to have you back, Charlie.
Hey, before I bring you guys to jail, do you think you could help me out with something? Hey, don't get any ideas.
And so Word Girl once again triumphs over Dr. Two Brains, one regular henchman and a temporary fill-in. And the dastardly Dr. Two Brains once again surrenders to the forces of good because he couldn't convince the butcher to team up with him.
Hey.
Hey, I just call him like I see him.
Big meanie.
Look who's talking. Join us again next time for another enthralling episode of
Word Girl.
I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is smudge. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Smudge means to play tug-of-war. One time, my dog picked up one of my old socks, and I spent 2 hours trying to pull it out of his mouth.
Well, that's certainly an interesting story. I'm sorry, but smudge does not mean tug-of-war. Go ahead, Phil.
A smudge is a dirty mark or smear. The birthday girl has chocolate smudges all over her face.
That is correct. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl life-sized Beau Handsome cutout. You want me to autograph that for you? Super. Oops, I smudged my signature. Well, don't worry, we'll get you another one.
That's okay. I really don't want another.
Of course you do! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are remedy and glitch. Just another typical day in our fair city as Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy is living up to his name. At least the evil part, not so much the sandwich-making part.
Okay, give me all the money in the cash register.
Sure thing.
Freeze, Chuck.
Actually, I'd rather not. Time for you to take a mustard bath. I said time for you to take a mustard bath.
Maybe you need to charge it.
Or maybe you need to refill the mustard container.
No, I charged it all night and I just refilled it. Hey, man, I just had this condiment ray fixed. The guy promised he'd taken care of all the glitches. Ah! Oh, wow.
Well, this looks like it's going to be an easy day. I'm taking you to jail, Chuck.
Wow, you've got quite a case of the hiccups there.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have challenged Captain Huggyface to that pie-eating contest.
Sounds like you need a remedy for those hiccups.
Yep, you need a remedy, all right. Wait, what does that word mean again?
Well, I'd be happy to... tell you what remedy means. A remedy is...
I totally meant to do this.
Later that day,
at Hal Hardbargain's Villain Supply House.
Hal Hardbargain.
Who's asking?
It's Chuck. The evil sandwich making guy?
Right. I guess the bread face should have given it away.
Yeah. You know the condiment ray I just paid you to fix? Well, it isn't fixed. You said you figured out what the glitch was and repaired it.
First of all, I don't take kindly to your tone, Pally. And second, the condiment ray was working fine when it left my shop. Maybe you just don't know how to handle a fancy mustard shooter.
But that thing covered me with mustard.
How do I know you didn't cover yourself with mustard?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Maybe you're just desperate for attention.
Look, you gonna fix the glitch or not?
Well, I guess I can stay late to take a look at it. I mean, my wife and I will have another anniversary next year.
I don't want you to miss your anniversary.
No, no. Hal Hardbargain always puts his customers first. Though sometimes I wonder why I'm such an unbelievably nice guy.
Wow, thanks. Okay, here you go.
Well, I'm sure you appreciate how lucky you are to have me make your weapons. I've worked for all the great criminals. Big Toe Larry, Squidman, the Fiddler, El Destructo.
Wait a second, I've never heard of those villains.
Well, maybe they live in another city, but trust me, they love my work, especially Professor Sin, One-Eyed Jack.
Hey, hey, you gonna fix my ray or are you just gonna keep naming criminals?
Maybe this'll answer your question. The Stick-Up Kid, Dr. Sisyphe, Cloud Man.
Later that night, Becky and Bob play checkers.
Man, I can't believe Chuck got away.
Is that a hiccup I hear? Don't worry, I know how to get rid of those hiccups using a special remedy I learned from old Doc Botsford.
Who?
I never told you about old Doc Botsford? He was a distant relative who always had the best home remedies.
Did they work?
Occasionally. Wait right here. Fire hiccup remedy. Have yourself some herbal tea.
Ugh, that is gross.
Yep, that's the powdered eggs you're tasting.
Hey, I think it may have worked.
Ha ha, yes! Old Doc Botsford, you're a genius. Well, pepper my salsa. I can't believe the herbal tea failed. Let me think. What was old Doc Botsford's other hiccup remedy? Oh, stand on one foot. Now recite the alphabet backwards.
C-Y-X-W.
Okay. I've got one more idea. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. Laughter. It's a hoo-hoo. It's so contagious. Can't stop laughing. Oh.
The next day at the jewelry store...
Hand over every diamond in this place.
Actually, I don't respond to rude demands, especially rude demands made by people in gaudy outfits.
Apparently, you need to catch up on the latest fashions. Oh. No, not again. Wow. My ray's overheating.
Bravo.
Another glitch? I can't believe this! Hal Hardbargain?
Who wants to know?
You know who I am. I had to walk here because my car broke down after my condiment ray overheated and misfired again.
And how is this my problem?
You sold me that car and told me you fixed a glitch in my ray.
You sure that was me?
Of course it was you.
Oh, right. Now I remember. I missed my college reunion to fix that ray for you.
College reunion? I thought you said it was your anniversary.
Yeah, you must be hearing things. Probably due to the fact that your ears seem to be stuffed with lettuce.
You're just trying to make me feel bad because you know your inventions aren't reliable.
Not reliable? Not reliable?
You heard me.
I never hear any complaints from my other customers, like Ninja Fred and Cheetah Boy, or the Sandbagger.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard your customer list.
Okay, fine. I'll do you a favor, because I'm such a nice guy. You still have the giant crusher I sold you?
Yeah.
Well, I want all my customers to be happy, so here's what I'll do. I'll add some power to the crusher, fix the glitch in your condiment ray, and let you be the first to try out some gadgets I just invented.
Wow, you'd really do that?
Sure. It's not like I shouldn't spend all night working just because it's my birthday.
Birthday.
That's right. Birthday.
Meanwhile, at the Botsford house.
Okay, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Dad, I don't think this is going to work.
No, it'll work. I've never been steered wrong by one of old Doc Botsford's remedies.
What are you talking about? His remedies have done nothing but steer us wrong.
I'm not following.
A remedy is a cure. Remember when TJ had that cold and you got him some medicine? That medicine was the remedy that made him feel better. But in this case, none of the things you've tried has been a remedy for my hiccups.
I see what you're saying. I'm gonna go get you a gallon of water and a pogo stick. Be right back.
Help! Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy is robbing the bank! And last time we saw Word Girl, she was crippled by hiccups.
Pure coincidence, I assure you.
Okay.
Don't you have to find the police station?
Help!
Word!
Seconds later...
All right. My crusher is now reinforced with extra pulverizing power. Since you won't empty the vaults, I'm gonna flatten the bank. Another glitch! This can't be happening, not again!
You're going down! Chuck!
I don't think so. I'll escape with my new grappling hook. So long, Word Girl. Pickle Power Pack away! Can't I ever catch a break?
Boy, your gadgets sure have a lot of glitches.
Tell me about it.
Gladly! You see, something has a glitch.
Word Girl, I know.
Not now, Chuck. I'm defining glitch. A glitch is a malfunction or a problem with a machine. Your gadgets have experienced a lot of glitches today, which have kept them from working properly. For example, your pickle power pack obviously had a glitch, which is why it was flying out of control. Now, what was it you wanted to say?
I was gonna tell you I already know what glitch means.
How could you not, with all the glitches you've had to deal with lately? He's all yours, officers.
You know, if you want to get rid of those hiccups, the best remedy is simple. Just hold your breath.
Really?
Sure, it always works for me when I eat my sandwiches too fast.
Well, it can't hurt to try. They're gone. Thanks, Chuck.
No problem, Word Girl.
Booga, booga!
Dad!
Yes, there's nothing like a good scare to get rid of those hiccups.
But my hiccups are gone. I got rid of them earlier today.
You did? Well, no one told me.
Oh.
Don't worry, I've got the perfect old Doc Botsford remedy. I'll be right back.
No thanks. No more old Doc Botsford remedies.
No. This time I've really got the perfect remedy. I just need to find some plain yogurt, a fish bowl, and a xylophone.
And so concludes another adventure.
Loyal viewers, here's hoping your TV set is completely free of glitches, so nothing stands between you and a guaranteed remedy for boredom. Another exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have...
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word smudge. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for smudge. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number one. The mayor's uncle has mustard smudged all over his beard.
That's correct. You're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl larger than life Bo Handsome cutout. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!